I'm good. Well, in this case, it's... When you say the Sankirtan movement, there is one shivering in his body. This is not to be imitated. But Narottam is saying, when will that opportune moment come to us? When there will be shivering of the body as soon as we chant Lord Gauranga's name. And then, Hari Hari Bolite Naina Bhavi Nir. And when will there be tears in their eyes and we chant Gauranga, Gauranga? Now it's like, what is a Gauranga I can chant, you know, whatever, anything. Hinterland, or Deutschland. And it's like, well, it's the same thing, right? Same amount of tears come, same amount of shivering in the body, or maybe more shivering comes in the body. you chant Deutschland, maybe your body does shiver. Oh, well, yeah. Oh, yeah, well, I wish I was home. So you chant the name of your country, maybe you do cry, maybe there's shivering in your body. At least to know what it can be like. But Narottam Das is saying, when will that time come when I chant Gauranga's name, and it'll be shivering in the body and tears coming in my eyes. So it's not happening now, but Gauranga Bolite Have Pulaka Shariya, put it, my Shariya, my Pulak, when will bumps come over my body? This is a Lalasa Mayi. This is a song. Lalasa means hankering for perfection, hankering. And he says, Are kabe nitai chan korona hobi. Nitai chan is so merciful and kind. Surely he'll be kind to me. And what is the sign? What is the sign of someone who's gotten the mercy of Lord Chaitanya? That tuchavat. Even in words in Sanskrit, tuchavat. Tuchavat means insignificant. Tuchavat. Yan maijanadi griyamedi sukhami tucham. That's one verse. Maijanadi griyamedi sukhami tucham. The happiness of maitun, of sex enjoyment, insignificant, tuchavat, is insignificant. For whom? For one who has gotten the mercy of Nityananda, gotten the mercy of Krishna. Samsara bhasana, morakabe tuchahabe. Samsara, present death, the cycle of present death, it's no more a problem, it's no more an ocean for him. It's like a water in a hoof print of a calf, you can simply step over it. You know, a calf is walking in the mud and leaves some water in the rain season, you can jump over it, no problem. But to jump over the ocean, not so possible, impossible. But by the mercy of Nityananda. Nityananda Chan, Nitai Chan, Nitai Padakamalam. It's like the Padakamalam. His feet are like a lotus. So the lotus petal, if you take a petal from a lotus flower, it's like a little boat. If you put it on the water, it kind of curves like this. If you take a lotus petal, you peel one petal from the lotus. If you put it on the water, it will float there. And if you happen to be a little bug, and you crawl into that little lotus petal, and you got a few other bugs to work for you. You got a few other bugs inside the lotus petal. You could get them to row for you, and they could make little oars, and they could row for you, and you could go across the lake in that little lotus petal. And you could sit there and row the boat. So that lotus petal would be like a boat for you. It's like a boat. It'll float on the water, and then like that. So Nityananda's feet is Nitai Padakamalam. When Prabhupada got a boat for preaching in the Ganga, he called it Nitai Pada Kamalam. Kamala means lotus, and Pad means foot. So the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda are like the petal of a lotus flower. If we can put ourselves inside that petal, then we can float across the ocean of birth and death. Nitai Pada Kamalam. That's what is being described here. Vishayachari kavi shure haviman kavi hama herabo shivandavanam. And we have to Vishaya. We already went through this song so many times, but when we get free from sense gratification, then we'll enter the real Vrindavan. Now we're in Vrindavan eating pizza and ice cream. And every time we eat pizza and ice cream, our hair stand on end and tears run from our eyes. That's the eyes and that's our material body when we eat pizza and ice cream. Water tears come to our eyes. Oh, wow. Our mouth start watering, our ears start watering, our eyes start watering. So this is the experience of the body. But what is being described here is that when will the soul actually, when the soul actually enters Vrindavan, when the soul enters Vrindavan, then the tears will come from the soul. And the soul being in ecstasy after finally giving up sense gratification, the soul will cause transformations in the body. When the soul experiences ecstasy, how do you know that the soul is in ecstasy? Because the body becomes transformed by the contact with that soul. Just like a piece of paper is just sitting there. But then you take a match, and you light a match, and you touch a piece of paper. What happens to the match? What happens to the paper? When you touch fire to it, it starts burning. So when the soul is alive in Krishna consciousness, actually experiencing ecstasy of Krishna consciousness, when that soul contacts the body, because it's, you know, we're mixed up, the soul is mixed up in the body, then the body becomes inflamed with different ecstatic symptoms, which are known as sattvic bhav. So that when one has actually received the mercy of Lord Nityananda, that soul has actually let go, and that soul, when the soul lets go of sense gratification, and actually starts to swim in the boat of Nittai Padakamalam, and crosses over this material ocean, then he starts to experience some ecstasies of Krishna consciousness. And when the soul is experiencing ecstasies coming down from the spiritual dimension, the soul passes those ecstasies onto what it's in contact with, and the soul's in contact with the body. So when the soul receives the ecstasies, the descension of ecstasy from the holy name or from the spiritual world, then the soul in contact with the body inflames the body, just like you light a match and touch the fire, and you touch the paper. The paper, when it contacts the lit match, it comes on fire, it starts burning. So the body... So I hope. When the soul that actually contacts the spiritual energy, gets free from samsara and vishaya, that soul enters Vrindavan. And when the soul enters Vrindavan, it experiences ecstasy, pulaka sharira, that the skin, the soul forces the body, creates transformations of the body. So like when we eat pizza and ice cream, we may have tears in the eyes and goosebumps in the body. But that has nothing to do with transcendental symptoms. It's described here, pulaka sharira, as a sharir. So that happens when the soul actually gets free from sense gratification. Contact, when we contact, when we get free from sense gratification, then we become qualified to receive the descension or the descension of Krishna's mercy in the form of ecstasy. And then tears will come out of the eyes, the hair will stand on end, you feel shivering in the body, and sometimes your voice will become choked up, and your lips will quiver, and your body will tremble, and your color will change. And devotees will have experience like that, actually, when they contact this energy, the spiritual energy of the Lord. Rupa-radhana sapari hoidhyakati kavehana bhujava sejugra piriti. So to get this mercy, we have to become followers of the feet of Rupa and Raghana. We have to be eager to study their books. Eagerness, akuti. Akuti means eagerness. Akuti piriti. Jugala piriti. The love. Piriti means prema, means priti, or love. The love of Radha Krishna is described all the way from A to Z, is described in the books of the Goswamis. Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das, Vilasa Manjali, Stavavali, Stavamala, Karapanya Doshika. So many wonderful writings of the Goswamis. They describe what is transcendental love, what is spiritual love, what is prema. Is it the same as mundane love? Is it the same as material romance? Is there something different? Is there different experiences? Are there different ecstasies involved? Is there different feelings involved? What is it? So this is all described, you know, very specifically in Ujjala Nilamani and Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and so many other books. What is the nature of transcendental loving affairs? Jugala Priti. Priti, the actual love of Radha Krishna. We have to be eager to study, to hear about those affairs and understand those affairs. There's something very special about the Goswami's books. That by contacting those books, one develops an intense attraction for such things. Actually, it's like a magnet with filings, you know, the little pieces of iron. You put the magnet down and the filings just run to that magnet. So the heart, the souls, or the conditioned souls, the hearts of the conditioned souls, when they expose themselves to the writings of the Goswamis, they become pulled and attracted by that magnetic influence, by that magnetic attraction are the transcendental loving affairs of Radha and Krishna. They magnetically pull the hearts of the conditioned souls and attract them. That's why Krishna's name is Krishna. Krishna means Karshan. That's the word Karshan. Karshan Ananda. Krishna. Krishna Ananda. Karshan. Karshan means to attract. So his affairs they attract. They actually pull the heart. And that when they pull the heart does not become agitated or disturbed or unhappy. Whereas material, you know, lusty relationships, you may read about some mundane romance or material romance, they may push the heart or agitate the heart, but if they disturb the heart, they don't make the heart peaceful, they make it agitated. Whereas Krishna's pastimes, they actually soothe the heart and purify the heart too. Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's romantic and loving pastimes as a gopi, they actually purify the disturbing element of lust from the heart. Whereas mundane romance and mundane conjugal affairs, they actually agitate the heart and contaminate the heart of the conditioned soul. This is discussed in the Bhagavatam. And this is something that one can experience. One can read side by side two different books. And try to objectively, if possible, objectively see the change in himself. Measure the change in his mind, how his mind is disturbed or agitated or purified or like that. So this is entering Vrindavan. We enter Vrindavan when we actually give up Vrindavan is the spiritual world. So when we give up the material world, we can enter Vrindavan. If we come to Vrindavan with all the same material conceptions, what is the material world? The material world means let me enjoy my senses. Let me enjoy my body. That's the material world. But Vrindavan means let me serve the senses of Krishna. Let me serve the senses of Radha. That's Vrindavan. So we come to Vrindavan and make all kinds of elaborate arrangements for enjoying our senses, and how do we ever enter Vrindavan? We're on the external covering of Vrindavan. So entering Vrindavan means this Vishaya Charya Shudahavi, one of the mind must become pure. We change our desire from the desire to serve our senses to the desire to serve Krishna's senses. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Vaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Vaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya 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 Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Om Jnana Timarandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshu Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Mukham Guru Divachamam Pangam Munga Tegre Shri Gurundina Taranam Paramananda Maravam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadhar Shri Vasudhi Gaur Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Panchakalpatribhyasya kripa sindhubheva cha Itanam bhagavyo vaishnavevyo namo namo. When Lord Chaitanya was on his way to Vrindavan, he passed through Benares. And while he passed through Benares, which is called Varanasi nowadays, he used to call Benares 500 years ago, he met with a group of Mayavadi sannyasis there were 60,000 disciples of a famous, historically famous Saraswati, which means big learned person. His name was Prakashananda Saraswati. There's a very wonderful meeting which is described in the Adi Lila chapter 7. Prabhupada considered this so important that when he was translating the Chaitanya Charitamrita in the beginning from the 1950s, 60s, and 70s, finally it was printed in 1975 in its entirety, he released a book, a small book called Panchatattva in Five Features. I don't know if you ever had that in German, a small paperback book with about 120 pages. Panchatattva, it's like about as big as a songbook, about that thick. It's called Panchatattva and Five Features. And that came out before the teachings of Lord Chaitanya even. And what that was Adi Lila chapter 7 of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. It was all about this meeting with Prakashananda and all kinds of arguments about impersonal philosophy. Because Prabhupada thought that this was a medicine that was required for everyone very much. So he brought this out right away. So we'll read some sections here about the meeting of Lord Chaitanya with these sannyasis. And when Lord Chaitanya first went there, they're all sitting in a big satsang. And he came in to that, and he came in, and there's a place in the world where you wash your feet, and he washed his feet over there, and then he sat down at that place, which is considered kind of a dirty place, so there's lots of people here and there. And he just sat there, and then everyone kind of turned their head, like, oh, who's that? And he looked, and it was an extraordinary effulgence coming from the Lord. And you can imagine Radha and Krishna, all the beauty of Brother Radha and Kambhati sitting in one place in the water, foot washing area. So I was very attracted. And then when the sannyasi saw the brilliant illumination of the body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, their minds were attracted, and they all immediately gave up their sitting places and stood in respect. Purport. A real saintly person never declares himself to be God, but always places himself in the position of a servant of God. For a servant of God, there is no need to exhibit mystic powers. He does not like to do so. But on behalf of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, a humble servant of God performs his activities in such a wonderful way that no common man can dare to act like him. Yet a saintly person never takes credit for such actions, because he knows very well that such wonderful things are done on his behalf by the will of the Supreme, by the grace of the Supreme Lord. All credit goes to the Master and not to the servant. Prakashananda name save save sanyasi pradhan prabhu ke kahila tichu kariya saman. The leader of the Mayavadi sannyasis present was named Prakashananda Saraswati, and after standing up he addressed Lord Chaitanya as follows. Ihan aisa shunaha shripad apavitrastane vaisa kiva ashwa avasad. Please come here, your holiness. Why do you sit in that unclean place? What has caused your lamentation? Here, purport, is the distinction between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Prakashananda Saraswati. In the material world, everyone wants to introduce himself as very important and great. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu introduced himself as very humbly and meekly. The Mayavadis were sitting in an exalted position, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat in a place that was not even clean. Therefore, the Mayavadi sannyasis thought that he must have been aggrieved for some reason. And Prakashananda Saraswati inquired about the cause of his lamentation. They thought he was unhappy for some reason. He sat in away from everyone and kind of in a dirty place. Prabhukai ami hai hina sampadaya tamasabha sabhaya vasitena yaya. The Lord replied, I belong to a lower order of sannyasis. Therefore, I do not deserve to sit with you. Apane prakasharanda hatate dariya vasai vasara madhya samanan kariya. Prakashananda Saraswati caught Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally by the hand and seated him with great respect in the midst of the assembly. Prakashananda Saraswati then said, I understand that your name is Sri Krishna Chaitanya. You are a disciple of Sri Kesava Bharati, and therefore you are glorious. You belong to our Shankara Sampradaya and live in our village, Varanasi. Why then do you not associate with us? Because Kesava Bharati was a Mayavadi sannyasi. He was a sannyas guru of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So people are trying to carry ek danda so they can understand that he's one of them. He's also Mayavadi, looking like a Mayavadi sannyasi. You are a sannyasi. Why then do you indulge in chanting and dancing, engaging your sankirtan movement in the company of fanatics? It's like your parents come to the temple and say, look, you know, you're educated, you have college education, you have, why are you jumping around all these crazy, you know, Hare Krishna? I know what that lady put in the food, but I'm really thirsty. It was Sati Mata. I ate at Sati Mata's house. And it was funny because it's just like the song we sing in the Bhagavati song. So we're taking prasadam. She had a Corella, like steamed instead of fried, you know, like steamed type or chopped. So that's shukta. Shukta is something bitter. So then she had shak with paneer. Shak. Then she had eggplant puki, which is also called bhaji, eggplant bhaji. So shukta shak adi bhaji. Adi means beginning. You begin with shukta. First shukta shak adi bhaji. Nalita krishmanda dali dhatna and dalna. Dali dhatna, there's just going to be dali manchaka. So I was eating, and I were eating, and she was serving us. And she, I said, Satyamata, this is, I feel like I'm Lord Chaitanya, and this is a lunch in Mayapur, because, you know, Shukta Shak, Adi Bhaji, Namita Kushmanda, Hari Baba. And she said, well, yeah, I don't know why, but it just came together like that. It was rice, and then it was body. It was wonderful, nice cooking. Satyamata from Switzerland or something, she married to Tikshava. They live in Dole. Like Dole or something, that place in Dole. He's American. They got married 10 days ago, I think. It's really funny. And so, Lord Chaitanya said, Prabhupada was saying, meditation and study of Vedanta are the sole duties of a sannyasi. Why do you abandon these to dance with fanatics? You look as brilliant as if you were Narayan himself. Will you kindly explain the reason you have adopted the behavior of low-class people, just dancing and jumping around? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied to Prakashan and Saraswati, this is a really nice room. I like this room. I'm kind of trying it on for size. You need to go somewhere. I'm going to try it on, see if I like it. Because I like the view, you know. I mean, I really like the view of the Jamuna. I can see the Jamuna right through the tree is there. The Dhamma Mahan is there, and it's nice to breathe. It's ours, right? It's users. Great. Everything belongs to Krishna, so for Krishna's service we can do. Then what did Lord Chaitanya say in back? He said, he said, my dear sir, kindly hear the reason. My spiritual master considered me a fool, and therefore he chastised me. You're a fool, he said. Murka to me, samara nahika, Vedanta adhikara. Krishna mantra japa sada, a mantra sada. This is what his guru said. Murkatumi tamara nahik, Vedanta adhikar. Krishna mantra japa sada, a mantra sada. So what does sara mean? Sara? Like rasa, we say rasa backwards is sara. Sara means lake, it does mean lake, but it also means essence. Sara, Kir, Sara means essence. Also means lake, you're right. But it means essence. Sara, Rasa. Well, of course, yeah, Sara shorty means lake. Excuse me. S-A-R-A shorty. Sara. And Rasa. Rasa is short. Rasa. And it's not Rasa. That's something else. Rasa dance, but Rasa is different. There's Rasa dance and Rasa. Rasa. So short A, R-A-S-A, or Sara. Sara means like, you know, Sara means lake and Rasa means Rasa. But Sar, long A means essence. You see this word a lot. So he's saying mantra Sara, japa Sara. What does Sada mean? Sada. Kirtaniya Sada Hari. Always eternal. So his guru said, you're a murk. You're a fool. You should just do Krishna mantra japa Sada. Always do. Always chant. You're not qualified to study Adhikar, nay Adhikar. You're not qualified to study Vedanta philosophy, and therefore you must always chant the holy name of Krishna. This is the essence of all mantras of Vedic hymns, purport. So that's what Keshava Bharati told Lord Chaitanya, his guru, or Lila Ishwarpuri, he doesn't say what he says, guru. One can become perfectly successful in his mission of life if he acts exactly according to the words he hears from the mouth of his spiritual master. The acceptance of the words of a spiritual master is called Shrota Vakya, which indicates that a disciple must carry out the spiritual master's instructions without deviation. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur remarks in this connection that a disciple must accept the words of his spiritual master as his life and soul. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu confirms this here by saying that since his spiritual master ordered him only to chant the holy name of Krishna, he always chanted the holy name, the Hare Krishna Mantra, Krishna Mantra Japa Sada A Mantra Sara. Krishna is the origin of everything. Therefore, when a person is fully Krishna conscious, it is to be understood that his relationship with Krishna has been fully confirmed. Lacking Krishna consciousness, one is only partially related with Krishna, and is therefore not in his constitutional position. Although Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, the spiritual master of the entire universe, he nevertheless took the position of a disciple in order to teach by example how a devotee should strictly follow the orders of a spiritual master in executing the duty of always chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. One who is very much attracted to the study of Vedanta philosophy must take lessons from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In this age, no one is actually competent to study Vedanta, and therefore it is better that one chant the holy name of the Lord, which is the essence of all Vedic knowledge, which Krishna himself confirms in Bhagavad Gita. Vedashchar Saver Aham Eva Vedyo Vedanta Krit Veda Vedevacham. By all the Vedas I am to be known. Indeed, I am the compiler of Vedanta, and I am the knower of the Vedas. Only fools give up the service of the spiritual master and think themselves advanced in spiritual knowledge. In order to check such fools, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself presented the perfect example of how to be a disciple. The spiritual master knows very well how to engage each disciple in a particular duty. But if a disciple, thinking himself more advanced, then his spiritual master gives up his orders and acts independently, he checks his own spiritual progress. Is that all right? Every disciple must consider himself completely unaware of the science of Krishna and must always be ready to carry out the orders of the spiritual master to become competent in Krishna consciousness. A disciple should always remain a fool before his spiritual master. Therefore, sometimes pseudo-spiritualists accept a spiritual master who is not even fit to become a disciple because they want to keep him under their control. This is useless for spiritual realization. One who imperfectly knows Krishna consciousness cannot know Vedanta philosophy. A showy display of Vedanta study without Krishna consciousness is a feature of the external energy, Maya. And as long as one is attracted by the inebrieties, or the intoxication, of this ever-changing material energy, he deviates from devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. An actual follower of Vedanta philosophy is a devotee of Lord Vishnu, who is the greatest of the great and the maintainer of the entire universe. Unless one surpasses the field of activities in service to the limited, one cannot reach the unlimited. Knowledge of the unlimited is actual Brahma Gyan, or knowledge of the Supreme. Those who are addicted to fruit of activities, or karma, and speculative knowledge, or Gyan, cannot understand the value of the holy name of Lord Krishna, who is always completely pure, eternally liberated, and full of spiritual bliss. One who has taken shelter of the holy name of the Lord, which is identical with the Lord, does not have to study Vedanta philosophy, for he has already completed all such studies. One who is unfit to chant the holy name of Krishna, but thinks that the holy name is different from Krishna, and thus takes shelter of Vedanta study in order to understand him, must be considered a number one fool, as confirmed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by his personal behavior. And philosophical speculators who want to make Vedanta philosophy an academic career are considered to be within the material energy. A person who always chants the holy name of the Lord, however, is already beyond the ocean of nations. And thus, even a person born in a low family who engages in chanting the holy name of the Lord is considered to be beyond the study of Vedanta philosophy. Bhagavatam says, if a person born in the family of dog-eaters takes to the chanting of the holy name of Krishna, it is understood that in his previous life he must have executed all kinds of austerities and penances and performed all the Vedic yajñas. And also in Bhagavatam, a person who chants the two syllables, ha-ri, has already studied the four Vedas. If by studying Vedanta one becomes an impersonalist, he has not been able to understand Vedanta. Bhagavad Gita defines Vedanta as the end of knowledge. The ultimate end of knowledge is Krishna. No. The ultimate end of knowledge is knowledge of Krishna, who is identical with his holy name. Cheap Vaishnavas, Sahajiyas, do not care to study the Vedanta philosophy as commented upon by the four Acharyas. In the Gaudiya Sampradaya philosophy, in the Gaudiya Sampradaya, there is a Vedanta commentary called Govinda Bhashya. But the Sahajiyas consider such commentaries to be untouchable philosophical speculation, and they consider the Acharyas to be mixed devotees, thus they clear their way to hell. And then, Vrishikhanda goes on, Krishna mantra haite habe samsara mochana, Krishna mahaite pabe krishna charana. Simply by chanting the holy name of Krishna, one can obtain a freedom from material existence. Indeed, simply by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, one will be able to see the lotus feet of the Lord. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati says that the actual effect will be visible as soon as one achieves transcendental. It's a little hard to read, it's so small.
You have a bigger print,
you have one volume?
Yes. But there's no little Bengali, but anyway, the print is better.
Well, tomorrow we can do it. I can go. I'm not going to read that much more. And I keep losing my place because it's so small. The actual effect will be, I mean, this is much smaller than the Bhagavatam. You know, the Srimad Bhagavatam, one volume, this print is even smaller than that.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really small. That's easy to read compared to. The actual, in other words, Lord Chaitanya is saying that simply by chanting, you can get freedom from material existence. Samsara mochana. Mochana means mukti. And then you'll see, and then he says, not only that, you'll see the form of Krishna. You get free, you get liberated, and then you'll see the form of Krishna. You'll see the lotus feet of Krishna. So then, Bhaktisiddhanta says, the actual effect that will be visible as soon as one achieves transcendental knowledge is that he will immediately become free from Maya and fully engaged in service of the Lord. Unless one serves the Supreme Personality of God in Mukunda, one cannot become free from fruitive activities under the external energy. But when we chant the holy name offenselessly, we can realize our the transcendental position and become completely free from material conception of life. When one becomes free, he relates to the Supreme Personality of God in one of five relationships. Namely, it's, listen, Shanta Dasya Sakya Vatsalya Madhurya. He relishes transcendental bliss in that relationship. Such a relationship certainly transcends the body and mind. When one realizes that the holy name of the Lord is identical with the Supreme Person, he becomes completely eligible to chant the holy name of the Lord. Such an ecstatic chanter and dancer must be considered to have a direct relationship with the Lord. According to the Vedic principles, there are three stages of spiritual advancement, namely Sambandha Gyan, Abhideya, and Prayojana. Sambandha Gyan refers to establishing one's original relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Abhideya means acting according to that relationship. And Prayojana is the ultimate goal of life, which is to develop love of Godhead. Prema Pumartha Mahan. If one adheres to the regulative principles under the order of the spiritual master, he very easily achieves the ultimate goal of his life. A person who is addicted to the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra very easily gets the opportunity to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead directly.
What a nice sentence. A person who is addicted to chanting
the Hare Krishna mantra very easily gets an opportunity to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead directly. Directly means as a loving servant, as a coward boy, as a mandri, as a gopi. So this means of somehow we become attached to chanting.
There is no need for such a person to understand the grammatical jugglery in which Mayavadi sannyasis generally indulge. Sri Shankaracharya also stressed this point. He said, Nahi nahi rakshati dukrin karani. Simply by juggling grammatical suffixes and prefixes, one cannot save himself from the clutches of death. The grammatical word juggleries cannot bewilder a devotee who engages in the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Simply addressing the energy of the Supreme Lord as Hare and the Lord Himself as Krishna.
It's interesting. Another way of looking at the Hare Krishna Mantra is that you're you're actually petitioning the impersonal and personal energies of the Lord. I mean, you're petitioning or praying to the impersonal and personal aspects of the Lord. Because Hare means the energy, in one sense. Like Lada Nishati is one of the energies. So energy, in one sense, is impersonal, but has a personal form. So it's like this material world, sometimes we say the material world is impersonal. And the material world is also personal. And the personality of the material world is Durga, who is simply an expansion of Radharani. So energy has its impersonal aspect and has its personal aspect. Because ultimately everything's personal. I mean, that is our, you know, our angle of vision.
So that's what he's saying. This is the energy of the Lord, the person, and the energy, the energetic. So, what did I say? The essence of all revealed scriptures and all knowledge is present when one addresses the Lord and His energy by the Hare Krishna mantra. For this transcendental vibration can completely liberate a conditioned soul and directly engage him in the service of the Lord. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu presented himself as a grand fool, yet he maintained that all the words that he'd heard from his spiritual master strictly followed the principles stated by Vyasadeva in Bhagavatam. Then it says in Bhagavatam, the misery, anartho pashamam shakshat bhakti yogam hukshate, lokas yajanato vidvam chakri satata samitam. The material miseries of a living entity, which are superfluous to him, means external to him, can be directly mitigated or removed by the linking process of devotional service. The mass of people don't know this, and therefore the learned Vyasadeva compiled this Vedic literature, which is in relation to the Supreme Truth. One can overcome all misconceptions and entanglement in the material world by practicing Bhakti Yoga. Therefore, Vyasadeva, acting on the instruction of Sri Narada, has very kindly introduced Srimad Bhagavatam to relieve the conditioned souls from the clutches of Maya. Lord Chaitanya's spiritual master instructed them, therefore, that one must read Bhagavatam regularly and with scrutiny, very closely understand and examine, to gradually become attached to the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. The holy name and the Lord are identical. One who is completely free from the clutches of Maya can understand this fact.
Well, if we're not completely free, then we can't understand it. That Krishna's name and Krishna are identical. So how do we become free? It's by chanting His name. That's the means and the end.
This knowledge, which is achieved by the mercy of the spiritual master, places one on the supreme transcendental platform. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu presented himself as a fool because prior to accepting the shelter of a spiritual master, he could not understand that simply by chanting one can be relieved from all material conditions.
Lord Chaitanya was just engaged in teaching logic, Naya, and Sanskrit grammar, Vyakaran, to his students, and he wasn't taking part in the Sankirtan pastime. The Vaidyacharya was chanting Harinam, Haridas Thakur, Srivas Pandit, Chandrasekhar Acharya, different devotees having kirtan and Sankirtan, but not Lord Chaitanya. He didn't see any value to it. But then after he met Ishwara Puri and he took initiation from him and heard from him, then he understood how this is everything. His spiritual master says, forget about all your study of Vedanta and everything. What will it lead to? What's the ultimate value of it all? Better you just chant Hare Krishna. Just be a fool and chant Hare Krishna. Of course, we see in the dialogue of Lord Chaitanya that he was not a fool. He fully understood everything of Vedanta. Explaining the Atmaram verse, which is one of the major verses that the Mayavadis interpret and give their interpretation, he explained in 64 different ways, which is explaining what Atmaram means. A very detailed and philosophical discussion. But here, this is some basic primary point. Because this is the beginning point that they're discussing. I'm just a fool, I can't study Vedanta. And then as the conversation goes on, the pastime unfolds, it turns out that Lord Chaitanya knew everything about Vedanta. And then he ended up converting. He converted Prakashananda Saraswati. This is in history also, in Benares, or in Indian history, how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Benares and converted the great Mayavadi Pandit, the great scholars, the great Digvijay, Prakashananda Saraswati, and others. And Sarvabhauman, where he had so many people, he converted from the Mayavadi philosophy, and all 60,000 disciples converted into the personal conception of life, and that's what this is all about. The conversion of not only just some small time Mayavadi, but the famous guru of 60,000 disciples, they all became converted by Lord Chaitanya. That's what this is all about.
So,
did you take a Raman test in my phone? You took it? Have you taken it or are you still studying? Oh, hi, wow. Wow, congratulations. A Brahmani, and you're already Brahmani? He was already Brahmani. Now you're married a Brahmani. Wow, you have to come down upper right seat to Giriraj. Girinari. Really?
Yeah.
Did you ask him to explain it?
Yeah.
And he explained it?
No.
He spoke it to you? But he spoke the mantra in your ear, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you asked if I could explain it? Okay, I know. I'll have to do that in the next week or so. I have some notes, there's a lot we can talk about. Go ahead, Eva. Okay, what happens now? Okay, go ahead. So, who didn't answer that question? Now we have some Brahmins here. They say, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be sending himself as a fool, and prior to something, he could not understand that by chanting, one can be relieved from all material conditions. Prior, you know, before this happened, he couldn't understand that this chant, and before he accepted his spiritual master. That's what it says here. We read before. Before he accepted the shelter of a spiritual master, he could not understand that simply by chanting Hare Krishna, you can become relieved from all material conditions. Important. So what does that mean? That means when you get some special mercy from the spiritual master, so you can actually understand the Hare Krishna mantra and actually chant it and actually understand it and appreciate the value of it.
As soon as he became a faithful servant of a spiritual master and followed his instructions, he very easily saw the path of liberation. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra must be understood to be devoid of all offenses. The 10 offenses against the holy name are as follows. To blaspheme the devotee of the Lord, to consider the Lord and the demigods to be on the same level, or to think that there are many gods, to neglect the orders of the spiritual master, to minimize the authority of scriptures, to interpret the holy name of God, to commit sins on the strength of chanting, to instruct the glories of the Lord's name to the unfaithful, to compare the chanting of the holy name with material piety, and to be inattentive while chanting the holy name, and to be attached to material things in spite of chanting the holy name.
Text, any questions about that? Okay. Text 74. Namadina kari kari nahi adadam sabamata saranam eshastamam. In this age of Kali, there is no other religious principle than the chanting of the holy name, which is the essence of all Vedic hymns. This is the purport of all scriptures. So this is what Chaitanya is preaching here. These are all quotations. The principles of the Parampara system were strictly honored in the age of the Satya Traces of Russia. But, in the age of Kali, people neglect the importance of the system of the Shrota Parampara, or receiving knowledge by disciple succession. Maybe next time. Where's that water bottle? Where's that water bottle? No, you should never use it. Redundant is a Balaram. It's actually Lord Balaram. So, we shouldn't, sometimes somebody plays Mridang after class and they go, well, yeah. Should have a cover, should have clothes on. That's just, it's not art, it's just temporary, but should have cloth on it. You shouldn't really show we hang on the wall. Hang on the wall. Shouldn't really even do like that. If you have a wooden stand, we put it on the wooden stand. You have to see an ashram that has a wooden stand. But it's actually Lord Balaram, the form of Lord Balaram. But we're, you know.
The holy name is eternally pure and beyond material contamination. The holy name is the supreme personality of Godhead as a transcendental vibration. The holy name is completely different from material sound, as confirmed by Narottam Das Thakur. Golokera Premandana Harinam Sankirtan. The transcendental vibration of Harinam Sankirtan is imported from the spiritual world. Thus, although materialists who are addicted to experimental knowledge and so-called, quote, scientific methods, cannot place their faith in the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, it is a fact that simply by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra offenselessly, one can be freed from all subtle and gross material conditions. The spiritual world is called Vaikuntha, which means without anxiety. In the material world, everything is full of anxiety, kunta. Whereas in the spiritual world, everything is free from anxiety. Those who are afflicted by a combination of anxieties cannot understand the Hare Krishna mantra, which is free from all anxiety. That's a good sentence for your notebook. Those who are afflicted by a combination of anxieties cannot understand the Hare Krishna mantra, which is free from all anxieties. So now we ask the question, how do you get free from the affliction of a combination of anxieties? No. Mahat Sevan Dora Mahura Vimukte. Tomorrow Dora. By serving the great soul. Either that's why we chant and we serve, right? We do two things. We study and we serve. We chant and we serve. Because this is the spiritual dynamic of Shishya and Guru. That the Guru is living in an anxiety-free place. He's a Vaikuntha man. When they asked Srila Prabhupada, they said, can you describe your spiritual master, Bhakti Sanatana Saraswati? He said, thank you.